So this Torah, we're going to discuss the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. And although it's not Parshas Chayisar anymore, which is most nogea to that, let's tie it in, if we remember, at the end to Chanukah, Mitz Hashem. But for some reason, it was just on my mind today, and couldn't shake it, so no choice but to say it. So Gemara Bava Metzia tells us that we learn out from Avram Avinu the midah of Emor Ma'ata Aseh Harbe. It's a Mishnah Pirkei Avos. It says, Aseh Tarascha Keva, Emor Ma'ata Aseh Harbe, V'havim Mekabal, let's call all them, Aseh Rupanim Yafos. Right? Divrei Beis Shammai. So what's interesting is that we learn out from Avram Avinu this midah of Emor Ma'ata Aseh Harbe from the sugya with the Malachim. The Malachim come to Avram's house, and the Torah tells us that he says to them, he's going to give them Ma'at Mayim. Yukachnam Ma'at Mayim, v'rachzu aglechem. But in the end, what does he do? V'elabaka ratz Avraham. And he serves each one of them a lashon shel charda. So Chazal say, we see from here, midas tzadikim, emor ma'at v'aseh harbe. So Avraham is considered to be the source of emor ma'at v'aseh harbe. Chazal tells us here, v'elabaka ratz Avraham, that when he ran after this bakar, because this bakar was running away from him, why did he have to run after it? That the bakar rots Avraham, so Chazal are bothered by that. And they say that the bakar was running away, and he chased it until he finally found it. Where did he find this bakar? Maras Machpelah. This is the first time that Avraham saw Maras Machpelah. It says that he got there, he saw the way Adam and Chava were lying there, and he was misavel oisamisa. He wanted to be buried there like that. So there, he discovered Maras Machpelah. It's very interesting that the first discovery of Maras Machpelah should be Davka here, when he's running after this Bakar. Furthermore, the Mekubalim say, HaBakar is the Osios Rivka. That over here, that this Bakar, which he ran after, and he found in Maras Machpelah, is a remez to Rivka. Over here, we find the first connection to the Neshama of Rivka. Which is also questionable. Like, why should that be? What's the connection of this Bakar to Rivka? What does Maras Machpelah have to do with this? Secondly, we know in Parshas Chayisara that it begins with Avraham's acquisition of Maras Machpelah to bury Sarah. And immediately after that, the Torah goes into the discussion, and this is the rest of the Parsha, which is the sugya of the marriage which takes place between Yitzchak and Rivka. So what's the smichas aparishas between bearing Sarah and finding a wife for Yitzchak? Thirdly, there's a sefer called Hon Ashir, which is the author of the Mishnas Chassidim, that I saw that he finds a remez to the midah of Emor Ma'at V'aseh Harbe in a very unusual place. In the end of Maseches Demai, the Mishnah begins, without getting into the details of the Mishnah, it says, Misha hayulo eser kada yayin. If a person has 10 kadam of yayin, and it's a shayla, if there's some type of a mix-up, how to take off the miser there. So the Masechta ends, and the Mishnah ends, with the following words, Naitel mikol chavis v'chavis. He has to take from each and every chavis. So he takes note that the Mishnah begins with kada yayin, with kadim, and it ends with chavis. Now a kad is much smaller than a chavis, right? So it's paseach bekad and mesayim bechavis, which is actually the lashon in the beginning of Perek Hameniach Hazakad. So he takes notice of this. It's paseach bekad and mesayim bechavis.
Which Mishnah is it called?
It's the last one in Demai. So he says, you see from here midas tzadikim of Emor Ma'at V'aseh Harbe, that it began with Kadim and it ended with a Chavis. So all of a sudden, randomly, in the middle of a Mishnah somewhere, where it begins with a Kad and ends with a Chavis, you find here a remez to Emor Ma'at V'aseh Harbe. Why? Why Dafke here? Lastly, the Torah tells us that Avram sent a Malach together with Eliezer to go down. It says, Hu Yishlach Malachol Lefanecha. And where do we find this Malach? Does this malach appear anywhere? We don't find it in the Torah anywhere. What happened to the malach that Avram sent with Eliezer to make sure that the zivug would take place? And what's the significance of this malach anyways? So hine, Avram is the mid of Emma Ma'atva Seharbe. We learn it out from him. In fact, when Avram Avinu goes from here to Sdom, and he has to try to save the city of Sdom, so he does something very interesting. Maybe there's only 40 tzaddikim. And here he wants to save the entire city on the merit of 50, 40, 30, 25, 20, 10 tzaddikim. This is a bechina also of Emor Ma'at Vaseh Harbeh, that he wanted just to say a little bit, that there should only be Ma'at tzaddikim Vaseh Harbeh, and to save the entire city. And in fact, even when he went down to the Plishtim, and he says, Achaisihi, this is my sister, and Avimelech says to him, why didn't you say that this was your wife? So Avram says, I didn't think there was Yerushalayim here. V'gam amna chesihi basavi. She's also my relative. She's also like a sister to me. If that's the case, why didn't he say so? Why didn't he just say out loud, by the way, this is my wife, this is my sister? Now the Torah says, this is also part of the mid of Emma Ma'at Vaseh Harbeh. Part of the mid of Emma Ma'at Vaseh Harbeh comes from the mid of a tzaddik that he's boteach b'Hashem, that he knows that he can accomplish a lot, even though he only says a little bit. So Avram didn't say more than he needed to say. He says, Achaisihi, that's his Emor Ma'at, and in that dibor contained many things. Okay, the derech of a tzaddik is to say a little bit and to be able to accomplish a lot. Maybe we'll get to this in a little bit later. So the midah of Avram is Emor Ma'at Vaseh Harbeh. We know that from the beginning of Parshas Vayev, Elabaka Ratz Avram. In the beginning of Parshas Chayisara, Avram comes to Ephron to acquire Maras Machpelah to bury Sarah. Now Chazal tell us, in the very same place by Avram Avinu and Baba Mitzia Pei Zayin and Aleph, that the midah of a Rasha is to do the opposite. Is Leimar Harbeh Vafilu Ma'lat She'eino Oisa. Is to say a lot and not even to do a little bit. From where do we learn out this midah of a Rasha? That he'll say a lot, not even do a little. From where? From Ephron. Because Ephron told Avram Avinu, I'll give you a Maras Machpelah for free, no problem, we're friends. And then he retracted, and he took from him 400 shkolim over lasaycha, very, very distinct, rare coins. Precious coins. What's fascinating is that here you have Avram, who is the midah of Emor Ma'at Vaseh Harbeh, going head-to-head with Ephron, who is now demonstrating his midah of Leimar Harbeh Vafil Ma'at Eino Oisa. It's literally, it's a standoff between these two midahs, which are opposites of each other. And Avram is able to successfully bidoich Ephron, and to acquire what? Maras Machpelah. So Avram acquires Maras Machpelah through his midah of Emor Ma'at Vaseh Harbeh. Now let's go back to Bela Habakkuk Ratz Avraham, from which Chazal derive, as we said, that Avram said he would only give him just a little bit, but he ran after the Bakar. Where did this Bakar take him? To Maras Machpelah. So what's the connection between Maras Machpelah and this Bakar? There it is, because from this place of El Habakkuk Ratz Avraham, which Chazal learned that he went to be Emor Ma'at Vaseh Harbeh, that Bakar takes him where? To Maras Machpelah, which he acquires with the Mid of Emor Ma'at Vaseh Harbeh. And here you have the remez to Rivka. Why is there remez to Rivka here? So this will answer the second question. Bez Hashem. Because Rivka, we know, is who Yitzhak marries with Kiddushin. And Kiddushin Gufa is learned out from where? Maras Machpelah. Because the Gemara beginning of Kiddushin says, how do we know that Anisha is nicknamed Bekesef? We have a drasha called, Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron. that the Torah says ki yikach ish isha, and the Torah says kesef hasad kach mimeni. So here you have kicha kicha Mr. Ephron. So now maras machpelah is the source of kiddushin. So only once, by the way, the Torah is mechadish through the kinyan of maras machpelah, the whole parsha of kiddushin. That's why immediately after that Yitzchak takes the drasha kicha kicha Mr. Ephron and he goes ahead and he's mechadish Rivka. Because you can't marry Rivka until the Torah teaches you first kicha kicha Mr. Ephron. So here maras machpelah, that's where he finds Rivka. Because you find your wife where? Maras Machpelah. Because Maras Machpelah is good for the place where you find your wife. Because all Kiddushin comes from Maras Machpelah. Now every single Kiddushin itself is an act of Emma Ma'at Vaseh Harbeh. After all, Maras Machpelah is the place which was required by Emma Ma'at Vaseh Harbeh. That means every single Kiddushin is an act of Emma Ma'at Vaseh Harbeh. How do you know? Because all you need to do to be Mekadesh in Isha is to say a few simple words. Hare at Mekadesh Esli B'tabas Su Kedas Moshe B'Yisrael. That's called Emor Ma'at. But it's Vaseh Harbe. Because immediately after you say those words, you're Chal on her an Isser Erva, which comes along with that, a Chiv Karis and Misa. There's no greater Aseh Harbe in the world than what you can do with an act of Kiddushin. You'll ask her on the entire world Kehegdish. It's an amazing thing. You can clear even, there's a machlokes beis hillel and beis shammai, whether or not that the nesina itself has to be with a pruta or a dinar. Right? That's the first mishnah in Kiddushin. So what's the machlokes? So it could be that beis hillel holds that all you need is a pruta, which is very, very little. That he holds that the nesina of giving a pruta is part of the emor ma'at. That really the whole point of the Nesina is just to make a Gemira Estas on your Amira. So just like the Amira is Ma'at, even the Kesef Kiddushin is only Ma'at. Or it could be Beis Shammai who holds that you need a Dinar. No, he says no. That the Maisa Nesina is part of the Aseh Harbeh. That there's the Emor Ma'at, which is just a few words of Re'ad Mekudesh Asli. But the Aseh Harbeh means that the actual act of Kiddushin requires that you should give a lot. So he says you have to give a Dinar. Benkach u'benkach. Eliezer here comes to be Mekadesh Rivka. What's fascinating is that on his way back, it says that Yitzchak was coming, emerging from where? Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Baseda. He turns around, and who's coming? Rivka's there. Where was he coming from? He's coming from davening Mincha. Where was he davening? Basada. So there's 2 days in Chazal what the Sada is. One says, Har Moriah, from the place of the Akedah. The other one says he was coming from Maras Machpelah. Because Maras Machpelah is called Steha Machpelah. So give a cook. He was davening at the place of Maras Machpelah, which is called the Sadeh. And all of a sudden, everybody looks around and there's his wife. Because the Zivug comes from Maras Machpelah. That's the Kicha Kicha, Mr. Ephraim. Now Eliezer goes, and he goes down to find a wife for Rivka, for Yitzchak. I just forgot to mention, I just wanted to say this remez, that the Torah says, ki yikach ish isha. Yikach is gematria ma'at. All you have to do is be emor ma'at, and that's why you make a bracha afterwards. After you do Arim Kodesh, so you make a bracha. Asher kiddushan avu mitzvaysa v'tzivonu la harayais, v'asalana sanasuais. Right? Why do you make such a bracha? Because what you're showing is that through this emor ma'at, you're ase arbe. You ase her in the entire world. Mamash in isra chamura karayais. It's to reveal the degree of the Emor Ma'at Vaseh Harbeh, which is the set of Ki Yikach Ish Isha. That goof from that word Yikach, where we learn out Kicha Kicha, Yikach is Gematria Ma'at. With the Kailah. Eliezer. Afterwards, yeah. Unless it's for Havana. Is it clear? Or it's just like a Stam Kasha?
It's clear.
It's clear?
On Parshas Chayesor is when Marshal Kailah is like open, fully.
Nowadays, you mean?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that's yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hopefully, people find a lot of shidduchim because of that. Because it says, Vel HaBakar Ratz Avraham. Avram ran after the Bakar. And it's Gufra from these words, Vel HaBakar Ratz Avraham, which tells us that he ran after this Bakar, two Ma'asim Machpela that Chazal darshan that he wanted to do a lot for them. That he only said he would give them a little bit of bread and water, but he actually wanted to give them a bakar. That's the source for Emor Ma'at Ma'asei Harbe. Chazal say that. Yeah. So Eliezer goes down and he wants to find a wife for Yitzhak. So what's Eliezer's tactic to find a wife for Rivka? He says a crazy thing. He says, I'm going to do what? I'm going to ask the woman who comes to give me a little bit of water, and I want her to say that not only is she going to give me water, she's going to give water to my entire entourage, even my camels. What type of a plan is this? What type of plan is this? It sounds crazy. But yet, Teran Achal Ladabre, he says, even before I can finish speaking, boom, there she is. And exactly what he wants to happen, he says, Hagmini ina'at mat mai mikadech, give me a little bit of water. And she goes ahead and she gives him a, feeds the whole platoon. What kind of a svar is this? What kind of a test is this? But the Teretz is like this. That he knew that the whole Indian of Avram Avinu is what? Emor ma'at vasei harbe. That's how Ma'asei Machpelah was acquired. And kicha kicha means that's how you acquire every Isha. That every Isha should demonstrate a degree of Emor ma'at vasei harbe. And that's exactly his plan. What does he do? He says, I'm Emor ma'at. I'm going to be an Emor ma'at. And that's exactly what he says. He says, Hagmi'ini na ma'at mayim. Give me just a little bit of mayim. Which is exactly what Avram says. Yukachna ma'at mayim. Which is the source of Emor ma'at vasei harbe. The very same words, ma'at mayim. And what does he expect her to do? Vasei harbe. To do much, much more. So even the plan that Eliezer uses in order to create the Kiddushin for Yitzhak and Rivka is goof of Emor ma'at vasei harbe. What's interesting is that he does Emor Ma'at. He only says a little bit. Not only does he say this, he asks for a little bit. Even before he can finish speaking, Hashem answers him. He was literally Emor Ma'at. That's because he was coming as a shliach of Avram, and it was Avram Avinu who is the mokor of Emor Ma'at Vasei Harbe. He's the shliach of Avram who is goof of the mokor of that inyan. And what does he do? Once he sees that this is the one, and she does Asei Harbe, he also does Asei Harbe. He doesn't just give her a pruta or a dinar. He gives her a lot of matanas. And in fact, on the words itself, which demonstrate his asei harbe, because she was an asei harbe, it says that he gave her hanezim al apa v'hatzmidim al yadeha. Hanezim al apa v'hatzmidim al is gematria v'asei harbe. That in the schos that she did so much harbe, he also did asei harbe for her as well. Now, he says to her, Hagmi'ini na ma'at mai mikadech. Give me a little bit of water to drink from your kad. And what does she do? She comes and she gives everybody to drink. Now, why is she coming with a kad? You know why you're coming with a kad? Because a kad is a vessel which you use to draw water out of the well. It's not a vessel which you would use to fill up a pool. Right? Because a kad is a very, very small jug. But yet, what did Rivka do? She used a kad, which is just a small little flask almost, in order to give what to drink to 10 to 11 people plus their camels. It's an insanity. She wasn't coming with a big barrel on her shoulder. She was coming with a tiny jug. But yet, she used this jug, which is a tiny jug, for drawing out a little bit of water, as a jug, as a barrel. She used it as a barrel. And you don't feed a camel with a kad. You would much rather feed a camel with a chavis. But what do you see from here? That he said to her, Hagmi'ini na ma'at mai mikadech, because a kad only gives a little bit of water. But yet she demonstrated and she used this kad as something which is much bigger, which is a chavis. So getting back to the Hoyn Ashir, like we quoted before, that he finds a remez from the Masechtas Dmai, that it begins with the words, Mishahayu lo eser kadayayin, and it ends, Naita mikol chavis v'chavis, that it begins with a kad, and ends with chavis. You see from here, he says, Emor ma'at vasei harbe. Why dafke here? Why with the kad and a chavis? Because this is mamish what's going on with Rivka. that Eliezer says, give me a little bit of water from your kad, and she uses that kad as a chavis. And she demonstrates the meal of Emar Matlasei Arbe. So that's why Davka, through kad and chavis, we see from the words of Chazal that it emerges the meal of Tzadikim Emar Matlasei Arbe. Now let's find this malach. We said that Avram said to Eliezer, "Hu yishlach malachol lefanacha." I'm going to send a malach ahead of you. Whatever happens to this malach, so we have this malach, because the Torah tells us that when Eliezer came and he was sitting in front of Besuel and Lavan, and they were going to discuss the arrangements of how to marry Yitzchak to Rivka. So the Torah tells us, "Vayusam lefan of lechol," that they put in front of him something to eat. And he says, no, I'm not going to say anything until I eat. And what was it? Chazal tell us that it was poisoned. And then a malach came and switched it around and gave it to Besuel, and Besuel died in its place. So it would appear that this is the malach. That Avram already said, "Hu yishlach malach alavanacha." That the malach, Hashem will send you a malach. I guarantee you, you'll have a malach. He's going to take care of you. And the malach comes and saves Eliezer's life. So it was Eliezer who was involved in orchestrating the shidduch, but it was the malach who saved Eliezer's life to make sure that it happened. So Chazal say here that the Torah says, Vayisem lefan of lecho. Vav yud yud sin mem. But the Kri is Vayusam. Vav yud vav sin mem. So there's a Kri and a Ksiv over here. Now, who is this Malach? Chazal say in the Medrash, this Malach is Michal. Why Dafka Michal out of all the Malachim? And why did Avram send him? So you could say like this. That if you go back again to the beginning of Parshas Vayera, that these three Malachim are coming, and Avram says, Yukachna miat mayim vela bakarat Avraham, Avram demonstrates an act of Emor Ma'atas Yarbei. So who were the beneficiaries of that? Michael, Gavriel, and Raphael. That means to say that Michael benefited from the Emor Ma'at Vaseh Harbeh of Avraham Avinu. And he learned Gufa from Avraham Avinu, the Midah of Emor Ma'at Vaseh Harbeh. So here, Avram says, don't worry, the Malachim, they owe me a favor. Michael owes me a favor. From what? Emor Ma'at Vaseh Harbeh. So Gufa, this Malach, which is Michael, which is the beneficiary of the Emor Ma'at Vaseh Harbeh, is sent down by Avraham Avinu to pay back the chesed at a time that Eliezer is orchestrating the zivug and the kicha between Yitzchak and Rivka, gufa through Emor Ma'at Vaseh Harbeh. That makes sense? That's why the Torah says, "Hu yishlach malachol lefanecha," Avram says. "Hu yishlach" is b'gematria Emor Ma'at. And the Vayisem Lefan of Nechal, the Torah gives you Vayisem. Why doesn't it just say Vayusam? So Chazal say to teach you that he wanted to poison him with the Sam HaMames. But this Ksiv, which is Vayisem, Vav Yod Yod Sim Mem, is also Gematria Emor Ma'at.
The word Vayisem?
Vayisem is Gematria Emor Ma'at. To tell you that in the Schos of Avram, Emor Ma'at, to this Malach Michael. Michael came and he saved the Shidduch, which was Nigmar Be'emar Ma'at Vaseh Harbeh. Now Eliezer, at this point right now, he does not demonstrate an Emor Ma'at. The Torah tells us that he gives a whole long spiel to Besuel and Lavan about what happened. Of which Chazal say that you see how chaviv the words are, even of the Avdei Avos, that the Torah gives a whole perek of the words of Eliezer to Besuel and Lavan, and many halachas we don't learn out just from a kutzel shel yud. So Eliezer right now is demonstrating an act of Emor Ma'at. No, not Emor Ma'at, Emor Harbeh. He says a lot right now. Why? But the Torah is like this. Because his whole plan before to try to find a wife for Yitzhak was Emor Ma'at Vaseh Harbeh. That's the midah of Avraham Avinu. Avraham is a person of Emor Ma'at. Eliezer himself is not a man of Emor Ma'at. He's a man of Emor Harbeh. That's why he says, Lo Yaichal Ada Shedibarati Dvarai. I'm going to speak now. And he has a lot to say. So why does Eliezer have a lot to say? The Teretz is, because there's a very big difference between Avram and Eliezer. Avram is the Rebbe, and Eliezer is the Talmud. Chazal say, La'olam yilamid l'tamidu b'derech k'tzara. When you teach a Talmud, you speak b'derech k'tzara. That the words of Torah are words of emor ma'at. That the Rebbe should know how to say a little bit and have a lot in what he says. Emor ma'at. But Eliezer's whole tafkid in his life, as the Talmud of Avraham Avinu, as Chazal say, was to be doyle u'mashke mitobas rabu l'acher. To be doyle, to draw out, and to also to give over others the Torah of Avraham Avinu. The whole vort of Eliezer was to be able to take the emor ma'at of Avraham Avinu and to be marchiv, and to teach, and to expound, to let people know what it is that the Rebbe is trying to say. So Eliezer was a tremendous Talmid Chacham. Chazal say that he learned in yeshiva his whole life. He's Moshe B'chol HaShaloh. He was Moshe on all of the Torah of Avraham Avinu. But it wasn't that he was inferior. It's a different tafkid than Avraham Avinu. His goal in his life and his purpose is to be Emor Harbeh. Is to say a lot, to teach a lot. In fact, the very first remez that you find by Eliezer in the Torah, I don't know if it's the first, it's not the first, but the Torah says that Avraham went down to stone with, the Torah says, Yilidei Beisa Shmona Asar V'Shlosh Meos, with 318 men. Of which Chazal say, it's not really 318 men, it's Eliezer. Well, if it's Eliezer, why doesn't the Torah just say so? But then you know why? Because Eliezer is a person who is Emor Harbeh. So therefore, we have a remez here to Eliezer in an oifen of Emor Harbeh. The Torah doesn't just say Eliezer, that would have just been a little bit. But the Torah wants to say a lot. So it gives you a Betorah's Gematria. That the 318 men is really Eliezer, because Eliezer represents 318 men. But you see from here how one person can represent a lot, or the Torah could have minimized what it wanted, what it could have said, but it said a lot. Because Gufa from here, which is the meat of Eliezer, that's his inyan. It's you could have said a little bit, but he decides to say a lot. What's interesting is that the Torah says about Eliezer that he's dole u'mashken yitoras rabu l'acher. Dole means that he draws out, and he's mashken, he gives to drink. What's interesting is that Eliezer is finding a shidduch by this be'er through emor ma'at v'aseh harbeh, right? And Gufa, the way that Eliezer is described as giving over the Torah of his Rebbe is that he uses a mashal of mayim by a be'er. Dole u'mashke mitoras rabu l'acher. Right? That he's doyle, a little bit of water from the words of Avraham Avinu, but he's mashke a lot. He gives it over a lot. And that's exactly the nisayon which he uses when he's looking for Rivka. This is mamash's tuna. So Avram with his chachma sent on Eliezer that his whole inyan is to be doyle ma'at, but to be mashke harbeh. Because Eliezer, this mid of Eliezer is exactly what Eliezer looks for in finding Rivka. It's to be doyle with the kad, and to be mashke with the chavis. And Chazal learned that out from the word damesek, which again, damesek is just a more ma'at, it's one little word, but it says a lot. It's doyle u'mashke mitorusav alacher. That he's doyle with the kad, but mashke with the chavis. So damesek is gematria kad chavis. Which is the whole inyan which we said before. To be doyle with the kad, a mashke with the chavis, which is the source of the emor ma'at v'aseh harbeh. So Avraham, who's the meshaleach, who's the Rebbe, he's emor ma'at v'aseh harbeh, which is why as soon as Eliezer starts to speak, he can't even say a lot, because he's coming b'shlichus shel Avraham, who's midas emor ma'at v'aseh harbeh. And the whole shidduch is because he's the meshaleach of Avraham Avinu. But Eliezer himself is emor harbeh, because that's the mid of a Talmud. The same thing you find in the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe. The Chazal say that the Moshe Rabbeinu, that he gave over the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In order to do that, you have to be able to say a lot. Moshe is a person who is Emor Harbeh. That's how we find that Moshe also has this mitzvah of Doyle U'mashke. Because the Torah says, Hoyel Moshe Be'eres HaTorah Azayis. So Chazal say, Be'er is a lashon of Be'er. And we know that Moshe found his zivug by the Be'er. He has a lot to do with Be'er. The Moshe was like a Be'er. That he was Doyle U'mashke mitorasav al-acherim. In fact, Moshe is called Moshe because Kimina Mayim Mishisihu. He draws out from the water. He's Doyle U'mashke mitorasav. In the beginning, Moshe was Arel Sfasayim, which means that he couldn't speak. He was Emor Ma'at. But on Matan Torah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu designated Moshe to be his Emor Harbeh, to say a lot, to teach Bnei Yisrael the Torah. At that time, Moshe Rabbeinu, his Ariel Sfasfayim became cured, and he was able to be Emor Habeh. And that's what you find in the beginning of Eilah HaDvarim. It says, Eilah HaDvarim HaShadibar Moshe. So Chazal said, look at Moshe Rabbeinu. In the beginning, he was Ariel Sfasfayim, and I have an entire Sefer in Chumash, which is called Sefer Devarim, which is all the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Chazal say, Mamish right here. It's fascinating. Take a look at the Medrash. Aleph, Simen Yud Aleph. On the very first words that Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem Elokei Avaseichem, Hir Bo Eschem. Chazal say, you see from here, the Midah of Tzadikim, Emor Ma'at Vaseh Harbeh.
Huh?
Yeah, now he's saying a lot of words. But Gufa, in the place where Moshe starts to speak, that's where we find the Midah of the Rebbe, at least, for sure, of Emor Ma'at Vaseh Harbeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emor Ma'at, but he's Vaseh Harbeh, that he has Moshe come along and to teach. That just like the Eliezer is the fulfillment and the act of Avram's Aseh Harbeh, that the Emor Ma'at of Avram is Aseh Harbeh through Eliezer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke very few words. Emor Ma'at. Get Aseh Harbeh, Eile HaDvarim, these are the words of Moshe. So Chazal say, Kol Aloy Mitorah L'Shma, Zeche L'Dvarim Harbeh, means L'Diburim Harbeh. Which one? What I'm quoting right now? This is the first Mishnah in the last parak of Pirkei Avos. It says, Kol Aloy Mitorah L'Shma. Oh, that one? It's Aleph Yid Aleph in Devarim Rabbah. Kol Aloy Mitorah L'Shma, which is L'Shma is Moshe, Zeche L'Dvarim Harbeh means L'Diburim Harbeh. The Moshe Rabbeinu was Zeche to Diburim Harbeh because like Eliezer, he was Deilu Mashi Mitharus Avalachim. We find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself that he's Emor Ma'at Vaseh Harbeh. Chazal say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Torah tells us that he spoke Asara Ma'amaras and created the whole world. Right? He was Emor Ma'at, he just said ten sentences, and all of creation was created from then until forever. That's Emor Ma'at Vaseh Harbeh. Happens to be Emor Ma'at Vaseh Harbeh is Gematria Baruch She'amar V'haya Ha'olam. I don't know if I want to go into this so much, this union. We find by Avram Avinu, we discover his midah of Emor Ma'at Vaseh Harbeh when he was Machnis Orchim. When he was taking the Malachim into his house, he was Emor Ma'at Vaseh Harbeh. This really coincides, and really the Shayrish is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he was Makayim the mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim. That he was inviting other creations into his space. So just like by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world and he was Machnes Ayreach, we find his mid of Emor Ma'at Vaseh Harbeh. So too by Avram Avinu, by his Achnasas Orchim, we find his mid of Emor Ma'at Vaseh Harbeh. So why Dafka do we find Emor Ma'at Vaseh Harbeh by Achnasas Orchim Dafka? So the Marsha, on that Gemara above Metzia, his Yartzeit was yesterday, the Marsha. The Baal Shem Tov says if the people would know the godless of the Marsha, they would lick the dust on his kever. The Baal Shem Tov said about the Marsha. So the Marsha says, on the Gemara there, about Hachnasas Orchim, about Emor Ma'at Vaseh Harbeh, why do we find Emor Ma'at Vaseh Harbeh Dafka by Hachnasas Orchim? He says, because if a guest will know that his host will have to work very hard for him, he may not want to come. So the way that a host is able to draw in his guest is to say, no, I'm only going to do a little bit for you. That way the guest will come in, and then the master will take care of everything and do a lot. Perhaps that's the pshat over here that Avram says, I'm only going to give you a little bit, don't worry. Why? He was trying to draw them in. How did he know that they didn't want to come and have a lot? There it is, because when they saw, Chazal say, they saw that he was bandaging himself after his milah, as soon as they saw that they wanted to go away, but he ran after them. So when he saw that they didn't want to be an inconvenience for him, he said, don't worry, I'm not going to be matriach a lot for you. So it could be that's what they say, kein tase kasher divayata. We'll only come in if you do exactly like you said. If you only give us a little bit of ma'im, a little bit of lechem, we'll come in. But of course, Avram did much more than that. But they didn't want to be matriach on him. So that's what the Marsha says, that the way of a machnes areach is to be emor ma'at vaseh harbeh, in order to draw in his guests. Rav Avadi Yosef, on the Mishnah on Pirkei Avos here, in Anaf Eitz Avos, he quotes a story about Rabbi Shaya from a city called Dochovitz. that it happened once that there were these three guests that they got stuck in his hometown for Shabbos and they needed a place to stay. So he invited them to come and they said, okay, sure, yeah, we'll come, we appreciate the invitation. As soon as Shabbos is about to start, I'll be makatsu the story a little bit. As soon as Shabbos is about to start, he says to them, listen, you can have whatever you want in this house, as long as by the end of Shabbos, each one of you pays me 5 gold coins. So 5 gold coins is insanity. I thought we had a free Shabbos over here. He didn't tell us anything about this before. Now, as soon as Shabbos is about to start, they have no choice. He's being mechayev them to pay 5 gold coins after Shabbos. So they said, you know what, let's make the most of it. So everything that they want, they ask for it. They say, bring out the wine, bring out the delicacies. The mamish, they're wining and dining, living it up the entire Shabbos. Comes end of Shabbos, they reach into their pockets, they pull out the 5 gold coins, each of them. They hand it over to Rabbi Shai, and he says, I'm not taking it. Why not taking it? So he says, though I knew that your coming here was a big b'diavad, and you didn't want to inconvenience me. So I found an eitzah to make sure that you should be able to feel as comfortable in my home as you want it to be. I said, as long you can take whatever you want, but pay me 5 gold coins. I never had in mind in the beginning to have you pay me that, but I wanted you to feel comfortable. But I knew you wouldn't make yourself comfortable to how much you would want to feel comfortable unless you knew you would have to pay. So meichel on the coins, take everything and go. Right? This is the midah of emor ma'at v'aseh harbei by tzaddikim when it comes to hachnasas orachim, to be able to draw in your guests. To be able to draw in the guests to make them as comfortable as possible. This is the midah of a machnes areach. As we learned from Avram. Gufa by hachnasas orachim. And really this is the end of the Mishnah. It says, emor ma'at v'aseh harbei, makabel it's called Adam B'Sever Panim Yafos. I think this is really the remez to Neres Chanukah. Because the midah of Emor Ma'at V'Aseh Harbei means that you could say a little bit but do a lot. But you have to say a little bit. But the Neres Chanukah is a bechina of an even greater chiddush than that. Because you put the Neres Chanukah by the door, which is the place to be Machnes Areach. And every person who comes into your home and he sees the Ner Chanukah, you're makabel him b'sever panim yafos, because the Ner at the Pesach Habayis, it illuminates. Sever panim yafos means that it's a face which is illuminated. I spoke about this once, Bar Chava, about the sever panim yafos of Ner Chanukah. That every Jew or every person who crosses and he comes into your home and he sees the Ner Chanukah is makabel at b'sever panim yafos. But whereas normally you have to be emor ma'at to be ba'aseh harbei to your guests, the Ner Chanukah doesn't say anything. The Ner Chanukah doesn't speak at all. It's like it says about the Shemesh and the Yareach. It says, "Ein oimer ve'ein dvarim b'lin nishba koilam." That the Ner Chanukah is able to say a lot of words without saying anything. That it speaks in a silence, the Ner Chanukah. But it invites into our home in a way that it's emor ma'at. It draws in, but even more than emor ma'at, it doesn't say anything, the Ner Chanukah. But it's able to be aseh harbei because anybody who comes into the home just to be exposed to the Ner Chanukah has the skula of haneiros lekodeshim ve'ilan reshus lishtamesh from elu roisim bavad kidei lahoidus alahalot. That anybody who just sees the Ner Chanukah comes to be moed mahalot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, it doesn't even emor ma'at. It says nothing. But yet, just by looking at the Ner Chanukah, by being mekabel, each person misaver panim yafos, it brings anybody who crosses the threshold of our home to be lahaydus lahalo, to be a vase harbei, to do a lot to Kadosh Baruch Hu. This midah of Kadosh Baruch Hu, which we said before that Hashem is emor ma'at v'aseh harbei, it's actually in the Medrash. In that Medrash, in the beginning of Dvar Rabbah, it says we find also by Kadosh Baruch Hu that he was emor ma'at v'aseh harbei. From where? From Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because it says by Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Don anaychi," that I will judge that nation. Hashem says that the whole Geulas Mitzrayim was supposed to be from two letters, Dun. Dun Anaychi. That from just that word Dun, Hashem brought 10 makos and 200 more by Kriyas Yamsof, and much more than what we know. However, La'asalavo, I'm sorry, so the Chazal say that he said Dun, and he was goyel them with 72 words. So the Medrash has two different, what does that mean? Either the 72 letter name of Hashem, or the 72 letters in the Pasuk in Sefer Devarim. So Hashem said only Dan, and he was goyel them with 72 letters. He said two letters, and he was goyel them with 72. It could be that this is the correlation, by the way, to Avram Avinu, because Chazal said that everything that Avram Avinu did to these malachim, Hashem paid them back by Yitzias Mitzrayim. And Hashem says, Avram says, Ma'at Mayim, so they get the Be'er Shel Miriam. Avram says, give them lechem, so they get the man. So here Avram demonstrates Emor Ma'at Vaseh Arbeh. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also demonstrates Emor Ma'at Vaseh Arbeh by Yitzias Mitzrayim. So if Sadia Gon is quoted by Rabbeinu Yonah in that Mishnah on Emor Ma'at Vaseh Arbeh, Mitzah Chazal was saying as follows. He quotes this Medrash and he says the following insight. He says, if you have it that by Yitzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said just two letters, Don Anaychi, and he brought about a tremendous geula, which is the meat of Emor Ma'at Vaseh Arbeh. Says you have Sifrei Nevi'im, which are filled with haftachos and nevuas about the geula that Klal Yisrael will have b'achris hayamim. So you can imagine, if two words created an entire Yitzias Mitzrayim, two letters, you can imagine how thousands and thousands of psukim, what type of an amazing, amazing geula achrona that's going to be for Klal Yisrael. So even the geula asidah will be be'emor ma'at vaseh arbeh. But this emor ma'at, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing through all the Nevi'im, it's really a lot of words, it's a lot of psukim. But if that's called emor ma'at, you can imagine the aseh harbeh, which we have waiting for us, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the geula. So chaver, we have a lot to look forward to. There's a harbeh aseh that is left for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do for us. Okay, so this mid of emor ma'at vaseh arbeh is shaykh to kiddushin, is shaykh to maris machpelah, is shaykh to the need of chesed, tachnasas orchim, to the geula shleima, which we zechet to see the kiyum of the emor ma'at vaseh arbeh, the bias goyel tzedek, meher v'meinu amen.